Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotion. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, we will be discussing what I will call When We Gather. When We Gather. I am reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. It says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one, to each person, to each individual, for the profit of all. The manifestation of God's Spirit when we gather. In context, it's talking about what happens when believers gather. What is this manifestation of the Spirit? The original word from the original language for the word manifestation is the word expression. The expression of the Spirit, the expression of God's Spirit is given to each individual when we gather so that we may all profit. It's high time we determine why we gather as believers. For some of us, the gathering of believers is a place where we go to sit down and be preached to. It's a place where we go to sit down to listen to someone preach to us, to listen to people sing to us. We have lost our sense of gathering. What did the Father truly intend the Christian gathering to be? We are meant to gather to edify each other. Hebrews 10 and verse 25, not forsaking the assembling together of the saints. We gather together in order to be edified by each other, to be built up by each other, to be built up in Christ. That is why we gather. The essence of the Christian gathering is for God to express Himself through us. Folks, we serve a living God. He is alive, and He always wants to show that He's alive in the midst of His people. The Christian gathering is an expression of God alive in the midst of His people. In the same 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you?" His Spirit dwells in us. The temple is a dwelling place of a God, a place where a God expresses Himself, a place where people go to experience a God. But praise be to God that the gathering of the Christians is His temple, a place where the Holy Spirit expresses Himself. The temple is not the building. The temple is each individual believer that makes up the body. It's high time we wake up and stop making our church meetings structured and predictable, putting the Holy Spirit in a box, having a meeting in which the Holy Spirit is not the leader. The Holy Spirit is the leader of every Christian meeting. He determines what happens. Therefore, every meeting of believers is a Holy Ghost meeting. Anything can happen. The Lord can choose to express Himself through us in every way He chooses to. It's not all the time that we meet that we must start in a particular way. He may choose to make us sing and worship throughout the meeting. He may choose to make us just to sit down in silence. He may choose to manifest Himself through prophecies and healings and all sorts of manifestations. He may choose to reveal Himself to us through a specific word. Do not put the Holy Spirit in a box. Again, 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 16. "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people." His plan is to dwell in our midst and walk among us and express Himself among us. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 24. "But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. There must be conviction in our midst. There must be the expression of the Spirit in our midst, such that the thoughts and the intents of people's heart is revealed. People, unbelievers, come and they are convicted by the move of the Spirit. We will hardly achieve this when our services, when our meetings are too structured. We do not allow the Holy Spirit to express himself to us as he has pleased. So what is God's plan? If you go down to verse 26, it says, "How is it then, brethren, when you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification." We gather and we edify and build up each other. A gathering where God, his Spirit, is at work in each and every one of us. Each one contributes. Each one moves by the Spirit to edify the other. And the thoughts and intents of people's heart are revealed. People are convicted. People are edified. This is God's plan. Romans 12 and verse 5. "So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. In prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. We should live according to the grace given to us. Everyone is given a grace for our gathering. There's something God has planted in each and every one of us to be a blessing to the rest of the body. None is left out. In Acts chapter 11, from verse 27 to verse 30, we see how that because the church allowed the expression of the Spirit without any hindrance, there was a world economic crisis, a world famine that came upon the land, and the believers in the church in Judea were saved from it because of the gift of prophecy. We had a prophet come from Jerusalem, and he was given the free hand, he was given the leeway, he was encouraged to express the work of the Spirit through him, and he prophesied of the world economic crisis that was coming. And because of this, the church was able to plan ahead, and they were able to help a church that could have been in serious financial distress. Because of the gift of prophecy, they were saved. Oh, how much distress could we avoid for many believers? How much suffering could we avoid? How much mishaps can we avoid in the church? How much calamity could we have avoided in our churches if and only if we had allowed the Spirit to have his free course, expressing himself through us? We must repent from putting the Holy Spirit in a box and allow him to do what he's proposed to do through us. Thank you very much. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need counseling, you need prayers, you need healing, you need a miracle, you can reach out to us via email, projectcharis7@gmail.com. Project is P-R-O-J-E-C-T, Charis is C-H-A-R-I-S, and the number 7@gmail.com. Thank you very much.